The place for the realest conversations.
I appreciate United Garden Homes for stopping through with a check for $2,000.
Yes.
Some people came through anonymously.
Yes.
Dropped off money. The family has received those funds. And whatever you can do, if everybody do a little, nobody has to do a lot.
The movement continues.
Did you ever think that you would be in this position right now where your daughter would have some way lose her life?
I didn't want to believe it. All the times I called, sometimes the phone would ring and ring and ring for days. I didn't want to know that she had successfully committed suicide.
What are some of the conditions in the jail that got people upset, like the living conditions on a day-to-day basis?
We'll come out of our cell at 11 o'clock in the morning. We'll get food and we'll get medication. So that shortens the time. Out of those 2 hours, we'll probably get an hour out, and then we'll have to lock back down. And by lock back down, I mean we stay in our cell, we get fed in our cell. We don't come out our cell at all, and that's pretty much the biggest problem. Like, they simply say that they're short staffed, but that's not enough because they knew that they were going to be short staffed. Like, this has been a problem for over 2 years now.
The marathon continues.
There's never been a better time to make change in the city of Milwaukee, starting with the youth. And we talked about the housing. Willie Hines, y'all boy Willie Hines, and they trying to change the leadership over there. We got our hands full, and it's not the time. But we got attorney B. Ivy Lamar on the lines right now, calling from the courthouse. How you doing, attorney B. Ivy Lamar?
Hey, what's going on, Tori? I'm good, man. Happy to be here.
Joining me on the line, Dr. Umar Johnson. How you doing, brother, Dr. Umar Johnson?
Peace and Pan-Africanism, good brother, Black Power, to all my brothers and sisters in Milwaukee, Kenosha, Green Bay, Racine, and across the state of Wisconsin.
Yo, peace, King. I'm going to stand with you and walk with you, brother.
God bless you.
Because I think it's an important thing what you're doing, and you need to have the support of the community. Regardless if we live in these areas or not, it all affects us in one way or shape or form.
It's time for that action and all the smoke. This is the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association award-winning Tori Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on YouTube.
Yam, yam, pam, 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 jam, jam.
What do you mean by that?
Oh, wow.
Man, best show in the world, bro. You got the best show in the world. Hope you know that, man.
God bless you, brother. I appreciate that.
Big up, big up, big up to you both. Thank you so, so, so much. Tori, you spoke to my kids. Liz, you did too. But you spoke to my kids, and when I tell you both that they was talking about what we did earlier that morning all day, that's literally what they was doing. They was talking about it all day.
My son
was just hollering, we're Tori.
Tell Tony, all aboard, it's okay to jump on the love train.
I'm not jumping on the love train.
We might got a couple seats left.
Listen, he ain't going to be it. Jordan Love will not be the starter in 5 years.
Trash. That's a trash.
That's just my
take. See, now you're trying to string it out.
I know that ain't who I think it is.
Well, I'll need some apologies from the staff of 101.7.
Oh, wow. Wait a minute. I think the line's messing up. Hey, Eddie. Oh, I guess something happened with
Eddie. Hush up, boy.
And they have an agenda. And the agenda is a satanic one. I don't know why people don't talk about it. You can't talk.
They just zapped you.
I want to make sure that I let you know that to hear a person and have a person like you in this community, the way that you are selfless, the way that you give, even when your cup is not even full, you are filling other people's cups. And that just inspires me to want to make sure that I help you the best way that I can by doing my part.
As always, my good brother, stay cool, stay calm.
Now, live from American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, here is the king of talk radio, Tori Lowe.
White people are gonna crash.
Justice Wisconsin, the truth, the most requested advocate in the state. 101.7 FM, the movement continues. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, Milwaukee, stand up. It's Tori Lowe, the truth, from one to four. We about that action, so tap in and let's go. We want that justice, we want all the smoke. From Monday through Friday, trying to bring the city hope. Yeah, Tori Lowe, from one to four, Monday through Friday, let's go. We about that action from the block, and we ready, let's go. Tap in, and it ain't no holding back. We ready, we ready. 101.7 The Truth. Tori Lowe,
Tory Lowe Show live from American Family Insurance Studio at the Avenue. And I'm here for the action.
And none but that action.
And I want all the smoke.
Who wants the smoke today?
Salute to all my brothers and sisters on the front lines. The marathon continues.
The movement continues.
How you doing, DJ Brother Z?
Thank God it's Friday.
And how y'all doing out there in Radio Land, Truth Nation? Thank you for joining me this May 30th, 2025. We got another powerful show for you today. So I'm going to need y'all to open up your ears, okay? All right, we got the third day of the Maxwell Anderson trial. And what you say, DJ Brothers?
It's the fourth day.
Oh, it's the fourth day. Yeah, the fourth day. Because they had the jury selection, okay? So this is the fourth day. I didn't count the jury when they was doing the jury selection. I'm kind of counting when they got into the action. But the fourth day, it is the fourth day of the Maxwell Anderson trial. And we have an update on what's going on right now. If you're watching as we broadcast live, we got WISN video footage of what is taking place today downtown at the courthouse right here in Milwaukee. Let's listen.
Of the high-profile in Milwaukee. Testimony back underway this morning. Maxwell Anderson is charged with killing and dismembering 19-year-old Sade Robinson after a first date in April of 2024. So far this week, prosecutors have taken jurors through the last day of Sade Robinson's life, including a look inside her apartment and new video of police discovering her burned-out car just one day after anyone last saw her alive. Mallory Anderson is live at the Milwaukee County Courthouse Complex this morning with the new testimony that's underway.
Jaron, this morning's testimony has really centered around where Sade Robinson's remains were found days after she went missing near 31st and Galena. This is a wooded area where her severed foot, was found, along with small pieces of bone and other flesh. In court, prosecutors are trying to connect that scene where the remains were found to the burned out car scene because they're within the same neighborhood. Jurors were shown evidence and photos of that severed foot, along with pictures of the crime scene, which had a lot of trash all around this wooded area near train tracks. And detectives on the stand described just how hard it was to search that area because of all the debris.
And then we've got a mattress and some other items on the ground, right?
Yes, I don't recall exactly if that was a mattress or a box.
Okay.
Hard to tell.
Was there a significant amount of sort of trash in this playground?
Yes, there was a lot of trash and debris.
At the point that you were that these photos were taken and that you had been alerted to the location of a body part, you had really no information about what would be significant to recover, right?
That is correct.
This all comes after President Trump signed an executive.
Detective Donahue says they discovered several bizarre items on scene that they initially thought were evidence. That includes a dead dog rotting in a backpack, spent shell casings, and a Barbie doll that was screwed to a tree right between its eyes. Now, Donahue says they eventually grew to believe that these items were unrelated to the investigation of Sade Robinson, and they didn't follow up. The defense pounced on that, saying that this proves that this is a high crime area and that those items should have been tested for DNA.
The body part, the tissue samples, the body parts that were located, obviously those were kept as evidence and sent to the lab, right? The crime lab?
Yes.
For further testing?
Correct.
Similar to how, did you ever direct any of those items to be tested for DNA?
I did not send any of the items to the crime lab.
That would be some other person to ask about that, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Now, on Thursday during testimony, there was evidence that drugs were found inside of Sade Robinson's apartment. Our legal analyst, Dan Adams, who's not affiliated with the specific case, says it was a surprising thing to come out in court.
I expect something like this, where the state did not want this evidence into the trial before the jury. This should have been something that was brought by something called a motion in limine, which is a motion before trial to say, hey, this isn't relevant, it's prejudicial. Judge, before the jury comes out, let's not have this. They didn't do that in this case. And I don't know if that's because they thought that doing a motion in limine would have created a whole new news cycle about this evidence in Sade's apartment or not. But they left it until trial, and they had to make an in-trial objection. Very unusual, because, again, this is the state's evidence that's coming in.
All right. DJ Brother Z, we talked about this yesterday by them saying that they found drugs in Sade Robinson's apartment. That should have been objected. That should have been something that should have never made it to the jurors. Don't victimize the victim. Don't try to darken her doorstep due to the heinous act of somebody else, this accused Maxwell Anderson, who is on trial. Why would you put her character on trial? We got a burnt vehicle with her items in it, burnt up. We got videos, other things to be discussing. But see, this is what I'm telling y'all. I told y'all all week y'all will be upset with the defense because they're trying to present a case to try to defend Maxwell Anderson. And they got a high-profile attorney working on this. And so he's gonna try to find a way to poke holes to try to see if he can sneak his clients through the hole. And what we ain't going to do is allow them to demonize Sade Robinson. And we're not going to allow that narrative to take any form or shape of any counter credibility on her behalf of her character. This is something that you got to be careful, because when you talk about them doing these type of stunts, and I call it a stunt, this was a hit piece on Sade Robinson, like on the slot, you know. And then I'm surprised the prosecution even allowed this to even happen, you know. And this is why I say when these big lawyers come to town, these prosecutors be falling short. I'm telling you, I've watched it many times. They be falling short. Like, they don't know how to handle a big, high-powered attorney. I said it. I watched several times when they had to go up against lawyers that cost a lot of money. This ain't no public defender. This ain't no public defender where y'all can go in the back room and push them around and get somebody to get a plea deal, and the public defender may not be looking through the paperwork like they supposed to, and they getting paid. They mad because they not getting the money that they think they should be getting from defendants, half of the people that they defend. No, this is somebody that got paid right. He done worked on the Slender Man case. He done worked on high-profile situations before. So he coming in his bag. He in his bag with this. He getting a reputation of getting difficult situations and defending his client in difficult situations. He making a reputation off of this. And these prosecutors made a mistake already in the case by allowing this to happen. They already done messed up. They should have objected to this. They should have stopped this. They shouldn't have never got in front of the jury. It was irrelevant, and it was an attack on her character, like an unnecessary attack on her character. Hey, what I say, DJ Brother Z, I decided in plenty courtroom situations.
Yeah, you're starting to sound like a broken record.
Yeah, I told y'all before this even happened that these high-powered attorneys come and push these prosecutors around. Or they didn't had a conversation. I don't know. I don't want to go there. I don't know if they went in the back end. I don't know. I don't want to throw. Hey, but what I'm seeing is already it's already starting. It's already starting, Truth Nation. But look, when we come back, we got some graduates in studio. They just graduated. We got some graduates in the building. Milwaukee College Prep in studio, some students, some twins. We're going to have a conversation with these graduates when we get back, Truth Nation. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
And that's Tory Lowe, bringing you all the action and all the smoke.
You are listening to The Tory Lowe Show on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Mama call, see you on TV, sunset done change ever since we was on. I dreamed it all ever since I was young. They said I won't be nothing. Now they always say congratulations. Worked so hard, forgot how to vacation. They ain't never had the dedication. People hating, say we changing, look, we made it. Yeah, we made it.
If you're looking for a new school for your kindergarten through eighth grade student, I have the right place for you. Have you heard of Milwaukee College Prep? For nearly three decades, MCP has been removing unfair barriers for children in Milwaukee. At MCP, they support the entire child. They offer pre-K mental health services, nutritional support, intervention services, and after-school programs. This, in addition to our character-first approach to learning. And most importantly, your child will receive a high-quality education, as every MCP campus earned a 4-star rating, exceeding expectations on the 2023-24 DPI reports. Hey, look, set up a time to get the family to visit Milwaukee College Prep. Visit MilwaukeeCollegePrep.com. Hey, we got two graduates from Milwaukee College Prep in studio. We got Sincere and Sir, they twins. If y'all watching as we broadcast live, we got the twins in the building. Y'all just graduated.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It's sounding powerful. Yeah. It's sounding powerful.
Yeah. I think this is my fourth year here. Uh-huh. And they're not like school, just a regular school. They're more like a family. Mm-hmm. And they treat you with love and respect. And whatever you give them, they expect back.
You looking nice. You looking sharp.
Yeah.
Now, one of y'all twins now. Now, one of y'all got on a suit, and one of y'all just got on did you have a suit on, or you just took the jacket off?
Just this.
That's how you graduated?
Yeah.
Okay, so.
I'm not. Y'all
identical twins, right?
Yeah.
Why is one twin taller than the other twin?
We don't know. We just been same height since elementary school, and then once like sixth grade, I just shot up.
So one is the basketball player, and one is gonna be the football player.
Yeah, we both plan on being a football player, but
I bet. We're graduating, and we're going to MAS, right?
MAS.
And I was given the opportunity to go play for them.
Okay.
So I was able to play football, basketball, and track.
What was y'all grade points?
My grade point was a 9.4 finishing off.
I had a 93.6 finishing.
So is that like on the grade scale, that's like an A plus or something like that?
Yeah, that's around A. Yeah.
90, when I hear 90, I think A.
Yeah.
Yeah, MCP, we go through 0 to 100 and not the 4-point.
Great, great, great. Great things are going on. It sounds like y'all got y'all head in the right spot. It sounds like y'all got plans for the future.
Yeah.
What's your plans for the future, Sincere?
Oh, that's serious.
I'm Sincere.
Oh, okay.
I can tell y'all apart.
and my plans for the future, I just really want to go like pro, because like football.
Football? Yeah. So you balling?
Yeah, in football. Like football.
What position you play?
I play quarterback, but I'm trying to go for cornerback and outside linebacker. I really like to tackle, but sometimes my weight, I don't weigh enough to, because some people. So I got to get that up. I'm pretty strong, and I be working out a lot. And I hope to go pro with my football career.
Okay, so we got another Travis Hunter in the building.
Yeah.
And what you trying to do?
Same as my height. I weigh nearly 100 more pounds than him. Same as the height. I just weigh more. So I'm on D1. I used to play O-line back when I played for MVO, mm-hmm. actually. I got a ring for it right here. If you want to take a look at that. I played for MVO.
Oh, that's right. Oh, we got a championship ring in here, DJ Brother Z. And this is from where?
MVO 13
game,
game
changers.
Yeah,
that's what I'm, 2023.
Mm-hmm.
Puff. All right, anything y'all want to say to the students that's graduating class of 2025? Anything y'all want to say to y'all peers right now?
Personally, I had a lot of experience in a high school. Mm-hmm. I don't know about him, but I've seen the good and the bad of sports, and as well as the school itself.
Mm-hmm.
And I just like to say, I love high school. It's much more freedom, and you can do what you want as long as you get the grades.
It's your grades.
Mm-hmm. And if you're respectful to the teachers, they're respectful back. As well as if you're respectful and they like you, you can get better grades. They'll be softer on you.
That's what's up.
For me, I'm excited to go to high school because it's a new chapter of my life, and I've been living in elementary, and everybody been protecting. I hear high school is more like you got to fend for yourself some more, and it's more harder.
Well, I'll say this. With the peer pressure that's out here, and you guys are able to maintain great grades, be athletic, what do you want to see to the young people out here when it comes to doing the right thing?
Just be a scholar athlete until you get the chance to. So if when you get better, it'll work out, because if you're a scholar athlete in middle school and high school, it gives you a better advantage because you may get into better high schools with more money, better colleges with more programs for you to advance in, and it may help you out in the long run.
Sound like you're trying to get an NIL deal.
Yeah.
What is your advice to your peers about doing the hard work and making sure you stay out of trouble?
Do everything you can, because out of college, your transcript will look amazing if you do, like I do, basketball, football, and track, as well as I have an architecture club.
That architecture? I'm
part of. Yeah, architecture, hey. Construction, and engineering. If you do everything you can, then you'll have the most amount of choices when it comes to colleges. They'll want you over someone that just does football because you got good grades, you play football, basketball, track. You can do everything for them, as well as you could be involved in academic extracurriculars.
Well, sound like MCP is really about that action. Got y'all right.
Yeah.
Sound like they got y'all right out here on these streets.
Yeah.
Hey.
I like to shout them up because, like, they help us with our career. Like, the coaches, like Mr. Barner, Mr. Spector, Mr. Greenhead, Mr. Bay, Coach C, they all helped us with our thing. And North Campus on top, because we won basketball championship, volleyball championship. We didn't get a chance to do a track championship, but we would have probably won that, too, because we got some of the best athletes. And Mr. Hansen, too. He's a marathon runner. He got real good. He's a real good coach.
He says dedicated. He runs every day, posts on Instagram.
And he's one of the best math teachers ever. He helped me get a 258 on my math test, and that's like a high level for a middle schooler. And the highest somebody, he helped one of our scholars, and that Angelo Taylor, he got a 272. Shout out to him, because that's my brother.
That's powerful.
He got a 272. That's probably like the highest ever in middle school.
Well, I'll say this. And send a shout out to y'all parents, too. Salute to y'all parents, too. The people that are raising you guys. Intelligent, smart, futuristic leaders of tomorrow. I thank y'all for coming through. What y'all want to say to anybody else? We got a little bit of more time. I'm going to let y'all get y'all last shouts out to whoever y'all need to shout out to before y'all going on to the next level of y'all life. And come back. Come back around. I want to see how y'all develop. When y'all football season going on, when y'all done, I want to hear how y'all perform. I used to play football, so I'm interested. I'm interested in the athletics. That's how I got out the block. You know what I mean? I was able to perform in sports, and I was able to do exactly what y'all said. Listen to what the coaches and everybody had to say. And like you said, once you get a good resume, you get things out there, you can go to the next level. So y'all got the right head on y'all shoulders, y'all twins. And salute to y'all parents. All right.
Yeah.
Anything else y'all want to say before we go to break?
Shout out to MES because they had one of the best seasons in basketball. And some of their
and football.
Some
best in Milwaukee.
They're going to college now. Shout out to Jamorion Bateman for helping MAS lead.
all right. Well, we're gonna be here all day. It's a lot of people that needs to be congratulated and thanked for y'all growth and development. Salute to everybody that had anything to do with these twins. Sincere, sir.
Especially my coaches.
Thank y'all for coming through. And stay out of trouble this summer. Have fun. Enjoy yourself and continue the hard work.
Thank you for having us.
God bless you. Hey, look, when we come back, we'll have a pop culture report, Truth Nation. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
The Tory Lowe Show returns after this on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is The Tory Lowe Show on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Same. 1017 The Truth, Tory Lowe Show. Pop Culture Report brought to you by Glenn Pierce, Truth Nation Insider in studio.
What it do?
Hey, look, Glenn, I'm going to need you to break this down. Offset and Cardi B, see, all this week it was Pat, Poose, and Remy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, going back and forth, you know, airing out their personal business.
They grievances, laying it all out there.
Now here come Cardi B coming this, you know, within the last couple of days.
It's getting ugly.
And she's basically saying that Offset is reportedly seeking spousal support.
He need bread. She got to pay what she owe. I mean, for those out there that don't know, again, Offset and Cardi, they were married for 6 years, which I didn't even know it was that long. And they got divorced, I believe it was in August. And it's been a back and forth on social media ever since. You know, Cardi B, or there was rumors that Offset was stepping out. She took him back a couple times, and now Cardi B was turned up out on the boat with the ladies and Stephon Diggs. They had the little pink, whatever, pink powder, whatever you want to call that. But so they get into it. But
well, sound like Offset want that Lululemon.
He want that money. Hey. He needs that money.
But they say that when you get divorced, that the one with the most money got to take care of the one that got the less money.
Well, Cardi,
and usually it's the male.
Yeah.
It's usually women saying, okay, I want half. And now when you see a man saying he want half, everybody
up in arms. Everybody losing their mind.
Hey, you know, you a bum.
Well, no. I mean, I think it's, again, they going back and forth. They slinging mud. And even today, like Cardi B posted, she went on a 3-minute rant. We can't play it because it was – she was going after it. But the last thing that she did say, she said, word to my mother, I hope you die slow. So it's not getting any better. It seems like it's not going to be a smooth or easy divorce. You know, there's obviously two kids in play. Hopefully they could figure things out for the sake of the kids. But Cardi B is a franchise. That is, feel me? That's Miss Bodak Yellow.
Yeah, but I think that when you talk about a guy asking for help. Like,
we need to get rid of the taboo. We need to get rid of the taboo.
Okay, so you think it's even across the field, like fair game?
Fair game. It is what it is.
And I think Wendy Williams had a situation where I think Mary J. Blige had a situation where they spouse got extra money.
He's still getting paid.
Kind of like what women do. Yeah, mostly we hear about women doing this. Mm-hmm. But then now you're starting to see in the last couple years, Halle Berry, you know, a lot of these rich entertainers or these entertainers with large incomes, they're getting these spouses and they want the Lululemon.
I mean,
they want the bag.
But we need to make it shouldn't be taboo. Again, like, we think that it's not a masculine thing to ask for money. Whenever you separate, you're supposed to hold it down. You're supposed to do your own thing. But at the end of the day, if Offset feels like he's entitled to some of that money, they were married and they did share finances or assets.
He could have wrote some of the rhymes.
I'm sure he did. She had a ghostwriter. She admitted to that in the past.
And was it him?
Hey, I'm sure he did write some of her hits.
I mean, I'm sure because the Amigos
they've done songs together as well. They've done.
I mean, so maybe he's saying, "Hey, while I was helping her career,
yeah,
because he was in one of the biggest rap groups." Probably of all time as far as money.
Yeah, but
as
I
far
mean,
as finance. Yeah,
even that came to shambles because he seemed like the main problem. They wasn't getting along and they couldn't come to terms with creative direction and, you know, agreements on who should be first and who should be the lead. Obviously, Quavo became the face of the entire group and Offset was kind of second behind him. But a lot of people were saying or admitting that Takeoff was probably better or a better artist than Offset at the time.
Right.
So, I mean, we'll see what happens with it. But I don't blame him for trying to get some coin. He's going to have to prove in court right. why he needs the money.
Here
but...
we go. Two situations.
Right.
Pat Puce.
Right.
Remy saying that she came out within the last 7 days and said he was the brokest person that she was dealing with. That, you know, basically.
You everything in the book when you done.
Right. But then here go Cardi B, mm-hmm. kind of with the same narrative. Like, hey. Brokey.
What?
Like, you know what I mean? I don't know. It just sounds like the same thing that they throwing out there, the same tone. But you never see a lot of, you know, even though men, you know, we are expected to, you know, when we go to court, you know, you got to do spousal mm-hmm. support, you got to do child support, you got to, you know, this is the standard. But now you're starting to see more men wanting that piece of the pie, just taking half.
I mean,
it wasn't no prenup.
The taboo is gone. Again, if it's an even playing field out here, if you're not going to make it work, and because, again, when you make vows or you take vows, it's till death do us part. I might need your help till death do us part. That's what it sounds right. like. But
hey, divorces can get messy. And this is why when I talk about marriage, you know, many times things don't work out.
For sure.
And so a lot of people will say, because of that factor, you should enter into a marriage with a prenup. And a lot of people at the time, some of these women at the time may have thought the guy would, you know, have more money mm-hmm. or maybe vice versa, you know, whatever. But you don't know what 10 years will do if you with somebody.
Yeah. Well, in turn,
you may become the person with the most money. And so should people plan ahead and grab a prenup.
It's kind of tough. I mean, it feels like a failsafe at times. Like, I've heard from a lot of people, if you ask for a prenup, it's like you're waiting for things to fail. You're protecting yourself in case things fail. Love is
blind.
But
divorce rate has a high percentage of failure.
As high as hell.
Okay, so wouldn't that be an indication that, okay, this kind of vehicle has a high percentage of failure?
Mm-hmm.
And that's the truth. You're not saying that we're going to fail. You just saying that, okay, this system that we're trying to use has a high percentage of maybe that it may not work out in the end.
It's tough, though. I mean, if a vehicle is failing quite often, I don't think I want to hop in that vehicle. A lot of people need to be more careful
about it. But a lot of people are not getting married.
That, too. It depends. It's the lesser of two evils. You either want to be with somebody, have a partner, have a spouse, and you come to a happy agreement. You don't always have to put it on paper and have a ring to show love.
But then you don't
love.
Get the benefits, though. Like,
what benefits come from marriage?
Right. So let's say you work in a job where you got things going on, like a pension and things like that.
Okay, fair.
Okay, so then your spouse has the access to those things as well.
Mm-hmm.
Insurance, dental, medical, all of that.
True.
Because they're married to you on paper. You can't put your girlfriend on your stuff.
That is true.
Okay.
That is true.
It ain't going to hold up.
That's true. It's tough.
Okay, I'm just saying. So would you want her to have what you have?
It depends on how much you love your lady. Saying. If you want to look out for her. And obviously, saying. If y'all got kids and there's a whole other side of yourself that needs to be selfless, especially when kids are coming into play. It should never really be about you, too. It should always be about your children. I think Cardi B felt betrayed because I think she mentioned in her rant as well, she had said that she was going to put him on papers for child support and she amended the agreement. So it feels like he's going back on whatever, you know, reconciliation that they came to in the first place.
So he found a way that he can get more money. Plus, even if she would have tried to put him on child support, she's still the person that's most busy.
Mm-hmm.
All he got to do is kind of reset himself and say, okay, I'm not as busy. It's in the child's best interest to live with me.
Well, hey, we'll see how he do it.
My group is over with. I don't have my solo career ain't You know, I ain't filling up 35 stadiums this summer. You know what I mean?
That's what I'm saying. Truth Nation, y'all finna pack out Summerfest for Offset. He's performing.
What?
He might need every dime that we got.
What you mean Offset performing at Summerfest? I didn't know that.
You didn't know that?
No.
I think he's at the amphitheater. I'm pretty sure.
What?
Yeah, he finna
Is
come
Is he
to...
opening up for somebody?
Nah, it's him.
What?
He's the guy.
Just straight?
Yeah.
Headline.
I don't know how many songs he got that we would know, but I feel like I'm getting on him, but hey.
DJ Brothers, are you going to see Offset at Summerfest?
Oh, wow.
If anybody in the chat is just a strictly Offset fan, or hit me up on the talk the text, hit me up in the chat. I want to know, because I don't think he got fans like that. I think he got maybe Atlanta, you know, where he's from, the Migos, the Legacy. But do you want to hear an Offset set?
I think he could still perform some of their earlier stuff. I feel like he could mix that in. He's a part of that no matter what. I feel like people who rock with Migos as well will follow him naturally no matter what he has going on off the stage.
Well, you know, once you become legendary, because you can't take away from what he added for the last decade.
Absolutely.
To the game.
Yeah.
Everybody hit their back end. But if you can get on top of the game, a lot of people will enshrine you into, I'm going to always mess with you.
Yeah.
Your name is going to always be powerful. Or, you know, you may not have the same, you know, reaction.
The same order. You got to shift your audience. You got to change your language and your message. So,
but a lot of people just go, if he came in here right now, everybody going to be, oh, like, I want to take a picture. He done something. He made history, or he created a space in the culture that couldn't be denied.
You can't take that away
with
from
his
him.
Brothers, with the Amigos, Yeah.
I think his most recent album was pretty solid, if you ask me. He had another really good song with Gunna that came out. I want to say probably 4 or 5 months ago, called Style Rare. So it's not like he's down and out. He's not struggling creatively. He has the talent, and he's also trying to expand his sound. So.
Plus, a lot of people tried to copy their sound, too.
Of course.
So, I mean, he's going to be able to, like, get gigs. He's the father of a lot of these new rappers, like his style. It's the Migos pattern.
Hopefully people pay homage. But
at Summerfest.
But, yeah, but at, okay. Until now... He just might get paid. Cardi might just be coughing up them checks.
She coughing up the
check. She might be funding his studio time for the rest of his life.
She coughing up that check, because the larger, the spouse with the most money is automatic.
Lululemon.
All right, when we come back, we got more Pop Culture Report. We got Glenn Pierce in studio.
What it do?
Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
The Tory Lowe Show returns after this on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. It's The Tory Lowe Show on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Once upon a time, and I heard that I was ugly. Came from a chick who wanna touch. I said my face bomb, abs tight, racks.
1017 The Truth, Tory Lowe Show, DJ Brother Z on the ones and twos. We got Glenn Pierce in the studio for the Pop Culture Report.
Hannon.
Hey, look, Glenn, I'm going to tell you this. Every other day I look up, I see another lawsuit. I see another woman coming out with a lawsuit. This time it's former Def Jam executive Kevin Lyles. They're saying that one of his old artists, Lady Luck, is trying to sue him for $30
million. Well, says she's threatening $30 million. He either pays the $30 million or she's going to release a tell-all book. That's what it's looking like.
Right.
It's going down to. And he's denying all allegations, says he feels sympathy for her for whatever she's going through or whatever she might have went through, but denies anything that he had to do with it.
So. And he released a long statement, really, in a lot of detail, even bringing up in her social media post of her praising him and saying even in some interviews that she saw other women being abused, but she wasn't one of them during the time she's trying to claim that this happened.
Mm-hmm. It's a shame. I mean, the thing is, again, we always empathize with people who are victims and people who have had to go through, you know, traumatic things like this. But it makes it very hard and very unbelievable when you take so long to come to the light. And again, everybody comes to terms with the truth, you know, on their own timing and dealing with it. Obviously, they have to talk to people and people have to encourage them to speak on these things. But It's a very tough situation to navigate for everybody, because it's going to be he said, she said. This happened almost 30 years ago now. So,
well, Vibe magazine has a article out on this. And in the article, it says, according to Lyles, The letter from Luck's team accuses him of grooming her as a young artist and of exposing himself and attempting to force her into performing an act on him while she sat in the driver's seat of his car.
Shameful. Shameful. And if it's true, then obviously the right legal precautions need to be taken. He needs to, there needs to be justice.
Is this the time for these attorneys to try to go at anybody? They went at Jay-Z. They went at Diddy. You know, you're seeing these lawsuits, Shannon Sharp, Skip Bayless. You know, a lot of these women are saying, okay, this is time.
Yeah, they're popping up left and right.
Because they're seeing that people are winning these things, and there's lawyers saying, okay, we could probably get some money out of these people.
Well, it just depends on who it is. Like these civil suits, like obviously there's some people who might be feeling some kind of guilt, and they might just write the check because they have the money on standby. Like even today, we just talked about it now. Like there's something popping up with Zion Williamson. He's just been hit with a lawsuit for sexual assault from an ex-girlfriend of his. So there's no telling, you know.
Is this the one that broke into his house?
I don't know if it was Mariah Miller.
He got a lot of problems.
I hope it's not the one with that BB Hell.
That he had the new girl in there and she broke into the house and beat the new girl up.
Man.
Zion has a lot of different things going on when it comes to women.
That brother is lost.
Well, you know, this new generation, it's the social media, the Instagram models, the everything, you know, is out here at their display, you know, if you got money.
Yeah, it ain't tricking if you got it. It ain't tricking if you got it. So, I don't know. Getting back to Kevin Lyles, I mean, it's super tough. Again, there were obviously people who have been around and there are witnesses. There might have been people who were paid some money to not say anything. Again, these are all accusations until proven in court.
Right. Well, speaking of being in court,
yeah.
Another ex-assistant of Diddy mm-hmm. took the stand. They're calling her Maya.
Mm-hmm.
But they said that she ended up getting a lawsuit from Diddy at a sum of $400,000.
I mean, yeah. Well,
back in the day, like when she was around 2017.
Yeah, well, she took the stand and Brian Steele pretty much tore into her because she still claims Diddy is a friend of hers and someone that's a confidant. I think they read another tweet in court where she wished him happy birthday.
Right.
Some weird hashtag about panties or something crazy. What? Something crazy. I'll find it in a second, but I mean, it's just wild.
Oh,
like,
wow.
You know, tearing into someone like, and Brian still asked, he was like, how can you be so comfortable or confide in someone who you claim raped and assaulted you? So again, it's tough to see these stories getting holes poked in them, but this is the nature of, you know, the justice system. You got to prove innocent and you got
to
prove guilt.
Well, to me, when I heard what she was talking about, I hear hostile work environment.
Yeah.
I hear harassment.
Yes.
I hear it from the conversation. I don't hear sex trafficking. Because that's what he's being accused of.
Absolutely. I like I said, we talked about this again.
I mean, is he on trial for his character? Or is he on trial for human trafficking and racketeering? Like, these are the federal charges.
But this is the thing. Like, it seems like it's like a public stoning. Like, every other day we find out something more that makes us believe that Diddy is one of the worst human beings to walk the earth. Again, if a lot of these things are true, it is what it is. Diddy is not a great man. He did not make great decisions and he did not treat people great. But if we're looking at everything that we need to prove that he is involved in a RICO and that he has been sex trafficking and all these other things, we've not yet seen anything that really links him into that.
They say it's 8 weeks, so they may be peeling the layers back.
That's what it feels like. It feels like they're skinning I don't even know
They just public humiliation to me at this point, because I'm not hearing, when I hear, okay, Combs faces 5 criminal counts,
mm-hmm.
1 account of racketeering conspiracy, 2 counts of sex trafficking by force, fraud, coercion, 2 counts of transportation to engage in prostitution, I'm not hearing the human trafficking. I'm hearing that he was a bad boss, sexual harassment. I heard domestic violence.
Yep.
But I'm not matching what's happening that I'm hearing so far to the charges.
Well, that's the thing. His defense team, again, down the road, and it's all strategy. It's like chess. There's going to be a point down the road where they're going to bring out a key witness and that they're gonna put the testimony out there at a time where there's no chance to respond to it or to craft a defense response to it. That's the chess pieces. That's pretty much what we're waiting for. We're waiting for all the chess pieces to move, and see who is this key major star witness or someone that was directly involved in these criminal activities.
Well, Glenn, thank God that you on top of this. You know what I mean? Because, you know, I got a lot of stuff to do. Sometimes I see headlines. Sometimes I see stuff. I read a little bit. But we need to make sure that we stay on top of a lot of these things, because lawsuit after lawsuit after lawsuit coming out.
Make your head spin.
Over the weekend, yeah. It might be two more lawsuits.
I know. But we'll recap it next week. We'll get right back to it next week.
All right, Glenn. I thank you for coming through.
Appreciate you for having
me. As usual.
Yes, sir.
Hey, look, when we come back, Truth Nation, we'll have more conversations. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.